Welcome to the Give This Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which Forbes has stated helps entrepreneurs become professional speakers. For more information, go to christopherkai.com.
Our guest today is Amy St. Hilaire. She's the founder of Mind and Body Healing University. Amy, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So a lot of people have difficulty standing out. Your name alone has an awesome ring to it. Amy St. Hilaire. So thank you for standing out, even though it's in your name. Now, let's dive into this whole Mind Body Healing University. What was the genesis of this university?
Sure. Well, when COVID hit, I've been a marriage and family therapist and a transformational mindset coach for about 20 years. And it always bothered me that not everyone could access good therapy using maybe mind-body tools, the tools I've used for my whole career that really help people get results quickly. So when COVID happened, I thought, you know what, I just have to start doing more online things. I had always done sessions online for the last 5 or 6 years, so that wasn't a big switch. But the idea is, how do I create workshops and webinars and maybe online courses down the road to get these mind-body tools into lay people's hands and possibly as well into more therapists' hands? Sort of like, how do we make healing available, affordable, and accessible for anyone, anywhere?
No, I commend you for that, Amy. And I want to stress to all listeners, wherever you are, however old you are, wherever you literally live in life, it is so possible to create online programs. And I'll use myself as an example, where literally I am so tech not savvy that I was on a podcast last week, Amy, and it literally went blank. I'm like, what happened? And it's because I didn't have my laptop plugged in properly.
Oh, no.
So for all the people listening, having online programs has never been more possible, but it's so inspiring to know that you can not just make a difference, you can also make a good living. And so, Amy, tell us about this university. How is it a 1 month, 1 week, 6 months? Walk us through the format and what they learned from your university.
Sure. Well, I don't know if you're familiar with Gallup StrengthsFinder. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think number two is activator, which simply means that I get an idea and I act on it. And sometimes that's what we call your drunk uncle, right? It's your strength that serves you, but it can get out of control sometimes. So I have this activator in me. And so I got this idea. It's kind of been brewing for a while, but it's not fully formed. You know, the university is founded. It's the online platform, like I said, and I've been sort of testing the waters, testing what works, right? So the initial is the live workshops and, you know, figuring out more recently, really probably what's needed right now, if I get myself out of the way with what I want to provide and really become one with the people in the world and figure out what do they need, is figuring out the connection for a lot of people in quarantine and during this pandemic to be feeling, you know, low-grade depression, blah, and how that really relates to dopamine, our feel-good neurotransmitter. And so, you know, that's something that's evolving. And so it's not a formal set program yet. It's not a 6 week, it's not an 8 week. I do have a group starting and that is 6 weeks, but it's still forming, right? It's still forming. I'm someone who's gonna create something and then probably flush it out a bit.
Yeah, and I encourage all of us to do the same. Like I said, when I created this program literally 4 years ago, at that point, I'd already been speaking professionally for 16 years. And ultimately I was, all right, I'm going to do a weekly call. And through those calls, though I knew that their main purpose was to become a paid speaker, over time, I was able to flesh out how best to help them. And now 4 years later, with hundreds of testimonials and case studies, now I know. But first, I commend you for doing it, Amy, because so many people, they wait and wait and wait and wait, and nothing ever gets done. So especially even during this time, people are so afraid. And I'm like, look, This is not the first or last pandemic. It'll happen again. It happened before, whether 100 years ago or 500 years ago. So I don't think people want to accept that this is just life, whether it happened now for us or will happen in the future. But I'm curious, even though you're still forming it, but still mind and body, given that you were a therapist so many years, what are some things that you saw in your practice that have been very helpful for your clients or patients in the past?
Sure, absolutely. So I'll back up a little bit and describe that when I was getting my master's in clinical psych at Pepperdine, I had fibromyalgia. And because I was getting my master's, they always recommend go get therapy. I think they can't require it anymore how they used to ages ago, but you know, it's recommended. So I loved my therapist. I went and got traditional talk therapy And I mean, it was great. She got me through a divorce. She got me through a tough time, but I still was aching and pain all over my body because all the old stuff that I thought I was at peace with, my body was left holding the bag, right? So I still had all this accumulated physical stress and trauma and pain just simply leaking out of my body in the form of chronic pain and fatigue. And when I kind of, everything significant in my life, honestly, is I see something, it resonates, I have a gut feeling, and I say, okay, this couldn't hurt to try. So I met a number of people who over about 6 years helped me completely, totally heal and resolve my fibromyalgia. In that process, I was learning mind-body tools I started using with clients. So if I have a client sitting in front of me, I mean, just like, let's say, have you ever freaked out or been mildly nervous about something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you have a friend sitting next to you and they say, Christopher, calm down. You're going to be fine. You've done this talk 16 times. You're going to be fine. If you were stressed about it, let's say, you wouldn't go, oh, you're right. Oh my gosh. What am I thinking? I'm so fine. And your body wouldn't completely relax. Right? Because sometimes our mind and our body are not connected. So we're stressed. And when we're stressed, we're going to feel it in the body. We might have shortness of breath, heart palpitations. We might be clammy or, you know, upset stomach, right? And just someone telling our brain at the conscious level, calm down, you're going to be fine, and pointing out, you know, news to, you know, evidence of why you're going to be fine, doesn't automatically translate down into the body and help the body feel better. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but so you're saying that a lot of people, their pain, it really comes from just their thoughts, or it could be from their thoughts, just there's that psychosomatic aspect of it?
Definitely, because it's all connected. And I never say that our thoughts create a lot. And old traumas and things we've experienced, I always say, you know, stuff leaves residue. We might have a memory from 2 years ago and it makes us smile and we kind of feel a little bit happy and giddy. Or we have a memory from 2 years ago and we get a pit in our stomach or we start crying, right? We didn't even know that was so raw for us still. So people's pain, let's say when I had my fibromyalgia, it was real pain. It was real physical pain.
Define that. What does that mean when you have fibromyalgia?
Yeah. My apologies. Fibromyalgia, when you look it up, and this just still kills me because it's so many years later and they're saying the same thing. They say there is no known cause for fibromyalgia and there's no known cure. And so it's a cluster of symptoms and it's what we call a garbage can diagnosis that doctors or other people will give you when they've ruled out other things that are causing your symptoms. And the symptoms are chronic global pain. So your body hurts all over, kind of like when you're getting the flu and you have body aches. Okay. But it's like all the time, fatigue, crushing fatigue. And usually there's a brain fog component. There can also be skin issues, skin sensitivities, rashes, headaches, digestive issues. It's just a cluster of awful, basically. And there's always really a low grade chronic depression that goes with it. And we're finding out, and what I just found out in some recent research is that it's usually from low dopamine. Well, I didn't know low dopamine doesn't just affect your mood and feeling kind of blue, but it also makes it hard to move and get up and do things and can create muscle aches, which you're going to have with fibromyalgia. It creates low motivation. And so a lot of times when people have fibro and they've heard from every Google search they did and from every doctor they go to, well, the best we can do is treat your symptoms with things like Advil or massage therapy. Why even try to get better? The experts are saying there's no known cause, so we don't know how to cure it. What am I going to do? But in fact, if you have a way to figure out how to unlock old pain from the body, you can heal. You can feel a lot better and really take your life and your happiness and your health into your own hands.
Yeah, and frankly speaking, I mean, some of the things you mentioned, I mean, just exercising or eating some of the right foods or even just drinking water. I mean, so many things, let's say our brain, it's only 5% of the weight of our bodies, but it takes 20% of energy. But I'm not saying that there is no fibromyalgia. I'm just saying a lot of people, I don't think they realize that some basic things like drinking water or sleeping or eating right or exercising, some of those things might alleviate some of those pains. But it would seem very frustrating to have that diagnosis. And like you're saying, a lot of people don't even know what it is, but it's great that you have this exploratory curiosity and tenacious mind, Amy. In general, though, since you have had so much experience with getting servicing other people over the last few decades, given that your program is new, what are some things that you feel that you're able to help your patients or clients with in the past, where regardless of whether they're patient or client or not, what are some one lesson, Frank, that you felt that perhaps can help us now during how we're dealing with this current crisis?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's so many things. So my mind goes in lots of directions, but I think what I want people to understand is if you've tried everything to, let's say, reach a business goal, you know, everything you can think of, if you've tried everything to heal chronic depression, anxiety, PTSD, if you can't figure out why you're not where you want to be or not feeling as well in your body and your mind, if you can't figure it out, there's always a way, right? And usually it's a matter of figuring out what are the tools that are going to move me forward. So when I work with clients, we use muscle testing to connect clients with their inner knowing immediately. So their inner knowing will tell us, what do we work on first? What's the best way to address that? And then honestly, having mind-body tools, there's a number of them out there. I use about 30 with my clients, but the one that maybe some of your listeners have heard of is tapping. Have you heard of tapping?
Briefly, what is that?
Tapping is basically, imagine you're stressed, worried, nervous, or upset, and you grab your face and you're kind of massaging your temples, or people are nervous and they're biting their fingernails or cracking their knuckles. When people do this, they're stimulating nerve endings, and nerve endings can't help but communicate with the central nervous system, and it brings on the calming reflex. So if you're freaking out and you start tapping or massaging these nerve endings, your body will calm down. So that, yeah. So, and so it's such a simple thing, and it's literally at our fingertips. If everyone knew how to tap in this world, we'd probably have world peace. I mean, it allows people to heal from some of the most serious stuff and to instantly stop triggers that maybe have bothered them for 20 or 30 years. So it's very powerful. I mean, the body's a self-healing mechanism, you know, being. We get a cut, it bleeds to get out the, you know, the germs, and then it scabs over and it heals, right? The point is that we need the tools. We need to know how to support the mind and the body to heal and to get the mind and the body in sync. Like if I think I want to heal my fibromyalgia, I want to stop having panic attacks. How do I convince my body to not go into panic? Right? So you've got to bring in the body. So things like tapping, brain gym exercises, eye movement, desensitization, reprogramming. Those are just kind of some of the mind body tools that I'm talking about. There's lots others, but you got to get the body involved if you want complete resolution and healing of symptoms.
Fascinating, Amy. Disease. Thank you so much for being on our podcast, and I hope they really utilize you as a tool for their lives. How can our guests connect with you, Amy?
I think the best thing would be to go to mindbodyhealinguniversity.com, and you can sort of sign up. Just basically give your email, and then there are some free resources that you then get access to. So there are a couple of wonderful free resources, some recordings of live webinars I've done, and a full description of tapping. So if anyone doesn't know about tapping, but you'd like an easy way to calm yourself or your kids or, you know, feel better very quickly in most cases, then, you know, watch that webinar in there. So just mindbodyhealinguniversity.com.
Great. Amy, thanks again. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to our Gifters podcast. If you want to turn your story into a successful speaking or coaching business, go to christopherkai.com for details.